Now, more of That Is Good to Know. Continuing with today's program, here's Jeff Stanislow.
Hello, this is Jeff Stanislow. You're listening to another great episode of That Is Good to Know, where we're sharing wonderful knowledge and tips and hints and great things to know, I guess, is the whole purpose of the show. This is our special editions for our nonprofit organizations. Today, it's brought to you by our friends at the Valspar Championship and Dan Austin from Faithful Deliveries. And right now, we're talking with a unique bird, and she is with the Boys and Girls Club of Tampa. She is the Coochie Club Director. How are you doing today, Unique?
I'm well, Jeff. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, fantastic. As we get started here, why don't we just take a step back, tell us a little bit about yourself, and then how you got involved with the Boys and Girls Club and some of the great things that you do there.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. So I'm with the Boys and Girls Clubs of Tampa Bay. We have 25 standalone clubs. I'm sorry, not standalone, but 25 clubs with a mixture of traditional or standalone clubs, as well as middle school sites. So ultimately, I've been with the Boys and Girls Clubs of Tampa Bay for 2 years in March. I was previously employed with Pasco County Parks and Recreation, and this position came available to me. So I took it, and I have been loving it ever since. I specifically am the club director of the Louis Abraham LaCoochie Boys and Girls Club. We actually sit on one of the Pasco County parks, Stanley Park in LaCoochie, and we are directly across from LaCoochie Elementary School. So a large majority of our elementary scores come from LaCoochie Elementary.
Fantastic. This is Jeff Stanislow, and you're listening to That Is Good to Know. And we're talking with Unique Bird, and she is the club director at the LaCoochie Boys and Girls Club. We're talking all things Boys and Girls Club of Tampa. The website, if you want to check it out, is bgctampa.org. And again, thanks for spending some time with us. Talk to us a little bit about some of the impact that you see the Boys and Girls Club making on the community, you know, specifically yours and or, you know, throughout the whole Tampa Bay area.
Yes, I'm going to hone in on my club specifically. The impact that we make, I cannot say is with me alone, but is by my great partners that I have. LaCoochie is in a place where it is a very rural area. The nearest grocery store is at least 10 minutes away. You know, everyone kind of knows everyone, and the majority of the neighborhood is all on this one road, Comer Road. And like I said, we're across from LaCoochie Elementary. That's the only elementary in the neighborhood or in the area. And the Boys and Girls Club, as some of my supervisors would like to reference, is kind of like Disneyland in this area, because the kids after school do not have anything productive to get into. So that's how we're currently impacting this neighborhood, by allowing those parents to, you know, be able to get through their workday without having to stress about where their children are or if they are safe. We want to make sure that the kids are academically sound, that we are helping them to build character and leadership, and that they are ultimately leaving our care as productive, caring, and responsible individuals.
That is a fantastic story. Giving them something to do, giving them something to look forward to, keeping them safe and sound. I just like the whole mission, and I'm going to actually read it. The Boys and Girls Club of Tampa Bay mission is to enable all young people, especially those who need us the most, to reach their full potential as productive, responsible, and caring citizens. That summary is very heart-touching, because I think, you know, the direction and guidance, because it's very easy for these young you know, students and children to, you know, go astray and, you know, go down a path where, you know, they're watching TV or watching, you know, spending too much time on social media or things of that nature, or, you know, kind of get into the wrong things. And we're talking with Unique Bird, and she is the club director for the Coochie Boys and Girls Club. So, Unique, what impact has, like, you personally taken back from your organization and the time and energy that you put in there and the relationships that you build with these young children?
Yeah. So as I mentioned, you know, there's not much to get into or a way for the kids to express themselves. So we have a grant here called Prodigy, which is funded by the Department of Juvenile Justice. And it's ultimately a prevention program because, unfortunately, in rural communities, the likelihood of those children going down, you know, the wrong path, it increases substantially. Excuse me. So with that Prodigy Cultural Arts program, we offer visual and performing arts. So the kids have a way to express themselves. But in addition to that, we also have a basketball team on site. My senior youth development professional, Mr. Anthony Quinn, he owns a basketball team. And those students have become club members. So they practice inside of our gymnasium on site. They're the DC Indians. And it kind of ties back to our history of Lakuchi. That is a native name. And this was native land, so that's where that team name came from. But every year we have a program called Lights On After School, and that is ultimately something to highlight after school programs and its importance. So something that I have really taken pride in is, you know, every year I kind of ask the kids, what do you love about your Boys and Girls Club, or how does it make you feel to be here? So I got a lot of feedback from each of our kids, and one of the ones that really stood out to me was they love coming here because, one, they get to play basketball, two, because we feed them, and three, it keeps them off of the streets and going down a path that they shouldn't go down. And these are the kids' words. So to know that that is confirmation that what we're doing is impactful is everything that I've ever hoped for. Taking on this job.
Fantastic. And this is Unique Bird. She's the club director for the Lakuchi Boys and Girls Club. I know events and programming and things of that nature are really important to organizations such as the Boys and Girls Club of Tampa Bay. Tell us, you have an event coming up here this spring that I wanted to make sure you're able to share with our listeners.
Yes. So we have partnered with Like a Boss LLC, also known as The Lab, and it is a vendor through the Vocational Rehabilitation Organization. And ultimately, their goal is to educate kids who are 14 through 21, or I should say young adults anyway, who have an IEP or a 504 plan or any diagnosis, and equip them with the proper tools to join the workforce and be ready for, you know, what comes along with those responsibilities. So during the Pasco County spring break, March 25th through the 29th of 2024, we'll have the lab come in, and they will be offering their services for free to those individuals who are 14 to 21. If they are looking or if parents are interested in that, they can give me a call directly at 813-939-7051. In addition to that, our summer enrollment will be opening in March, and that's just for kids to, you know, enjoy the Boys and Girls Club during the summer program. And at a longer time frame, we open at 7:30 a.m. and we close at 6 p.m. Monday through Friday during the summer. The kids get to go on field trips, and it's all included in the summer rates. Those rates haven't been released to us just yet, but it's usually somewhere between $50 to $100 for each elementary schooler, $25 for the middle schoolers, and $10 to $15 for the high schoolers. And that's for the entire month. That is not per week or per month.
Wow. Wow. It's very affordable to you know, make that type of access for you. One more time on your phone number and then your event. You're listening to Unique Bird, and she is the club director, Boys and Girls Club of Tampa Bay for the Lacoochee location. And again, your phone number, and repeat the event one more time.
Okay. My phone number to contact me directly is 813-939-7051. And we have our career camp for those individuals who have an IEP, a 504 plan, or any diagnosis this spring break, March 25th through the 29th. And also our summer program enrollment will be opening sometime in March as well.
Wonderful. Thanks for sharing that information with us. So as we kind of just take a look at the, you know, the main parts of the Boys and Girls Club, the programs that you guys kind of focus on: academic success, character and leadership, health and wellness, and then partnership. Let's talk about each of those a little bit. And, you know, what is the, you know, program goal of, you know, of academic success, you know, in what you guys try to do at the Boys and Girls Club of Tampa?
Yeah. So when the parents are enrolling their children, there is a form where they allow us to get their children's report cards from their respective schools. So we reach out to those schools and they send over the report cards. And as me and my front desk assistant membership coordinator is going through those things, you know, we're kind of trying to find a trend on what subjects the kids may be struggling in so that we can ourselves help them personally, but so that I, as the club director, know who to reach out to get the kids the help that they need. I unfortunately have students who are in fourth and fifth grade, but they read and do math on a kindergarten level. So they have been left behind tremendously, unfortunately. So I take that very seriously, the academic success, and making sure that our children are literate in every aspect. So through Power Hour, we do things, you know, we don't want to give the kids worksheets because they just got from school. We like to do high yield learning. And what that means is we like to get the kids up and moving. So something that my coaches just did with the kids yesterday was they did dodgeball, and they put the kids on jerseys that had, you know, different numbers on them. And they gave the kids the challenge to only, you know, hit the other team who had even numbers or had odd numbers. And then the day before that, they did math four corners, where the coaches would call out different math problems. And in each of the four corners of the gym, there were different answers taped to the walls. And the kids had to run within a certain time frame to that corner that correctly corresponded to that math problem. So we don't want the kids to feel like they're back at school. We want them to have a disguised learning experience.
That's wonderful. You know, really focusing on the academics is important, but you also at the Boys and Girls Club in Tampa, and the website is bgctampa.org. This is Jeff Stanislow, your host of That Is Good to Know. This special nonprofit edition is brought to you by the Valspar Championship and our friend Dan Austin at Faithful Deliveries. And Faithful Deliveries delivers packages same next day or whatever you need in the Tampa Bay area for the same or lower prices than Big Brown and Big Blue. So moving into from academics, you talk about character and leadership, you know, as far as the programs. What are some of the primary principles behind the character and leadership? And what, you know, when someone spends the time there at the Boys and Girls Club and then kind of moves on, what principles do you want them to carry with them?
Some of the principles that I particularly would like for our kids to leave with are just being a kind person. Unfortunately, kindness isn't something that is... that happens a lot. We know that sometimes at school, kids can be cruel, and that sometimes rolls over into our program as well. So, you know, I train my staff to nip it in the bud as soon as they see or hear it happening, so that no child feels like, you know, their integrity is being challenged by another kid or an adult. I encourage them to speak up for themselves by going to tell an adult if a child is being bullied or mistreated. So ultimately wanting them to leave knowing that they have a voice, that someone does care and is listening to them, but to ultimately be kind and you will receive that back.
That is a good principle. I mean, a lot of times, and let's face it, we always like to think that, you know, humanity is great and everybody has great characters and what have you, but sometimes it can be cruel, and just teaching them those characters and leadership building skills are so important. You know, we're listening to Unique Bird and from the Boys and Girls Club of Tampa. Specifically, she is the club director at the Lacoochee Boys and Girls Club. Now, another component of your programs is health and wellness. What do you, you know, implore upon your students and participants that come to the Boys and Girls Club about health and wellness?
Yeah, so we have an umbrella called a Triple Play. And under that, we have the subsets of healthy habits, we have social recreation, and we have daily challenges. Now, within each of those subsets, it either talks about, you know, their mental health, making sure that all of the kids are mentally stable and sound and safe, and that they feel safe to express themselves. We also, one of the fun components of the healthy habits is we cook with the kids. So I personally like to delve into veganism and being vegetarian. So I like to introduce that to the kids, and it also increases, you know, their knowledge of vegetables and, you know, grains and how to get protein aside from, you know, meat products or dairy products. So they're getting that knowledge of food and what's good for their body and how those things can ultimately impact their health overall. But also, as I mentioned, with the Power Hour, how we play games, you know, it's the same thing. It's getting them running and up and moving. Kids who wouldn't normally play any sports have, you know, joined our basketball team and our soccer team and our football team. So it's encouraging those kids to, you know, be team players and to get up and get moving and have fun while doing it.
And finally, I would be remiss not to mention the partnerships aspects of the Boys and Girls Club. And my friend and fellow board member at Florida Medical Clinic's Caring Foundation, Angie, connected us. And I know that is one of the partnerships that that they've established is working with you guys. Tell us about like the other partnerships. I think I read, you know, you get local law enforcement involved and other community aspects and where, and if someone wanted to get involved and become a partner, how do they do that?
Yeah. So if they wanted to get involved and become a partner, again, just reaching out to myself directly, 813-939-7051. But we have a plethora of partnerships, as you mentioned, the local law enforcement. We recently had a basketball tournament here and law enforcement showed up. And my vision for that was to show the kids that, you know, law enforcement doesn't only come around when there is a bad incident that has happened, but they are here to support us when we are doing well. We also have a partnership with the Alpha Alpha Theta Omega Sorority of Alpha chapter of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated, and those individuals, they have come out and they pack over 500 to 700 bags in 1 month that typically last our elementary schoolers about 2 to 3 months. And in those packs, those kids have food and snacks for the weekend. So every Thursday, I give the kids their green bags and they're able to eat for the weekends. So we also have that partnership. We have a partnership with St. Leo University where our 6th through 12th grades get to take monthly trips and they feed our kids and then they bring in different departments to talk to our kids about their, you know, their collegiate career. So we have a plethora of supporters. The Florida Medical Foundation of Caring specifically, this past summer, you know, they put out the need for back to school supplies, and we still have supplies left over and backpacks left over because the community really poured into it. So this community is awesome at, you know, asking where we need help and showing up. We also had Doobie's Mobile Market that partnered with Advent Health, and they brought over 100 bags of fresh produce and canned goods and a pack of rice and beans for the kids to take home to their families. And the community is always so grateful and thankful to us and to those partners for making that happen.
It's amazing how these organizations come together and support other organizations. It's one of the reasons why I joined the Florida Medical Clinics, you know, Caring Foundation, is because I saw the good work that they did by, you know, almost flipping the script on the normal, you know, kind of, you know, donate to help the cause. They get donations from the hospital and its doctors, and then they help the community, which is really fantastic. So one of the things kind of before we break here and you know, spending our time together, talking to Unique Bird, and she's with the Boys and Girls Club Tampa Bay, and she's the club director of the Lacoochee Boys and Girls Club, is just the amount of hours that I was reading here on your website that the kids completed nearly 33,000 hours of community service last year. And that's just an amazing amount of time giving back to that community.
Yes. So as we have all of these different organizations come in and pour into us, I and the Boys and Girls Clubs of Tampa Bay and all of my fellow club directors, we want to pour into the kids, knowing that it's important, just as important to give as it is to receive. You know, we're always receiving these amazing donations and people just donating their time to us. But we have to tell our kids that it's important to do the same. So, yeah, I am not surprised by that number at all. We're often getting involved in many different things within our communities. So I'm proud of that.
Wonderful. And we appreciate you spending the time here with our show. That is good to know. I feel like the Boys and Girls Club does such amazing work, and I'm happy to share the wonderful mission and the work that you guys have here in Tampa. And this is brought to you by Valspar Championship and our friend at Faithful Delivery Services here, also supporting the greater Tampa Bay area. Anything in closing that you'd like to conclude with, Unique Bird?
Anything in closing? I would just like to give a shout out to all of those partners that we have. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We appreciate you. This club would not be where it is without your help and your support. And we look forward to the continued partnership.
Fantastic. This is the episode That Is Good to Know. We hope that everybody in the Tampa Bay area has a wonderful weekend. Special thanks to our guest, Unique Bird, from the Lacoochee Boys and Girls Club. You have a wonderful day. And again, keep up the good work. And we really appreciate what you do in the community.
Thank you so much for having me, Jeff. Same to you.
Signing off, this is Jeff Stanislow for That Is Good to Know. You guys have a great weekend, Tampa Bay. And thanks again to our sponsors, Valspar and Faithful Deliveries. Take care.